we've heard from Tommy on the forum, who's got a question that I actually really want to know the answer to, because I hadn't even thought of this until now. And that is, why does hot water sound different to cold water when it's poured? And you know, now I come to think of it, a cup of tea, when I'm pouring it, does sound different to a glass of water. And why is that?
Indeed, and your shower will sound different too. If you've noticed, when you turn the shower on in the morning, the cold water comes through from the pipe first. It will splash and sound different against the bottom of the shower to when the hot water, which comes along shortly afterwards, comes in. The note will change. And this is a real observation. Your ears aren't deceiving you. The reason for it is that water changes its viscosity, its stickiness, according to its temperature. So if you could zoom in with a microscope, really powerful microscope, and look at some water molecules, what you'd see is they were shaped like miniature boomerangs. And at the apex of the boomerang, you would see an oxygen atom, and at the arms, you'd see a hydrogen atom. And the oxygen loves electrons, so it pulls the electrons of itself and the hydrogen towards itself very tightly, and that makes the oxygen a bit minus. The hydrogens are correspondingly, therefore, a bit plus. And so, as a result, when the molecules are sitting together side by side in solution, the positively charged hydrogens are attracted to the negatively charged oxygens of an adjacent molecule. And this is called hydrogen bonding. And it makes water sticky, and it gives it some of its special properties that, in fact, help it to make life happen as well on Earth. So it's pretty important that this happens. But when you heat the water up, the particles start to move much more quickly. They have more kinetic energy, which is a function of the temperature. And this means that they're zipping past each other much faster. They're therefore gluing onto each other less well, and this makes the water runnier or less viscous. So when it comes splashing out of the shower and hits the shower pan, the water fragments into smaller particles and makes a higher pitched splashing noise than when it goes into the cup or goes into the sink when it's cold. So have a listen next time you're in the bath or the shower, and you will see that the note is different.
There you go. Science of a cup of tea. And that's one of my favourite things. So that's wonderful.